Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us here today. We hope you're all staying warm and cozy, because it got a little chilly here in the Pacific Northwest last night.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, we laugh about that, but November is often we have the coldest weather, and it's always a week or so before Thanksgiving. This time it's a little bit earlier, but hey, we've been having great weather, we've been loving it, and you know, we hope that you are getting out there as people in the Northwest do. And this weekend, of course, you can always visit Vitamin Life because their free natural health lecture series continues as always. And so they've got something this weekend on Saturday from noon to 1:30 on matcha tea. Next weekend, November 17th, it's going to be the health benefits of collagen. But look, in December, they don't do these normal lectures. They have the Women's December Winter Celebration, which they do every year, which is kind of fun. They give away lots of gift baskets and have all sorts of activities. So check our website, because that will be going up shortly at ConsciousTalk.net.
Also, just want to remind you that Danielle Gibbons, who channels Mother Mary, is going to be giving her 101 for highly sensitive people and empaths. It's a relationship course. It starts on November 13th. It's a day on November 13th, then again on the 20th, and then again on the 27th. And if you want to register for that, registration is going to close next Monday on the 12th. So you can go to belovedpublications.com to read more about that, get more information, sign up and register. Mother Mary gives some of the best classes around, and you learn a tremendous amount. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, resilience. It's important these days, and we are experiencing so much change that maintaining a course, or just keeping our heads above water, requires intestinal fortitude. But is resilience actually a spiritual concern? Well, we'll talk to Danielle Gibbons and Mother Mary for their take on the importance of resilience, as well as its spiritual importance. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And in this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. And that listener is you.
Well, today is that special day during the month when we talk with Danielle Gibbons and Mother Mary. Now, Danielle has served as Mother Mary's channel since 1994. And if you've been listening to this series, then you know that. But together, they wrote Mother Mary's Pathway to Love. That's their first book together. We hope they're working on another one down the line, because that one has given us so much, and we've been sharing a lot of it over the past couple of years. You can find out more and actually listen to those past shows by going to ConsciousTalk.net, put Danielle Gibbons, G-I-B-B-O-N-S, in the search engine. You're going to find her page. You're going to find many play buttons and how to get in contact. Her website, by the way, is belovedpublications.com.
Danielle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Brenda. It's always great to be here with you both.
Yes, great to have you. And before we get started here, Danielle, because today we're going to talk about resiliency, and we really feel this is an important subject to talk about with what's going on in the world. But before we get started, you've got a class coming up, and would you like to tell our listeners about that class?
I do, and I would. It is called Relationships 101 for Highly Sensitive People and Empaths. Mm-hmm. And Mother Mary has been focusing quite a bit this last year or so on helping folks like you and I, who are highly sensitive and or possibly empaths, and just helping them to recognize what it means to be very sensitive and gifted in that way, and to, in essence, move from that mindset that it's a curse and it causes a lot of problems to this is your amazing superpower and how to use it in a way that benefits you and the people in your life. So this mini class, three classes, is going to focus on relationships and how to build better relationships with the people in your life so that you stay balanced, healthy, and have plenty of energy for all the things that you want to do in your life.
And so registration is happening now, and that goes until when?
Only a few more days, apparently.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. That's correct. It is happening now, and registration ends on Monday the 12th.
Okay, a few days from now. And the class is going to be from when to when?
The class is three Tuesdays. And that will start on the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th of November. Mm-hmm. But if you can't attend the live stream webinar, don't worry, because everything will be recorded and there'll be a 24-hour replay. Plus, you get to download the audio, the MP3 audio, as part of your registration tuition.
Cool.
Okay, so the name of the class is once again?
Relationships 101 for Highly Sensitive People and Empaths.
Great, and you can go to belovedpublications.com to register. That's belovedpublications.com. Okay, so let's talk for a few minutes, Danielle, about resiliency and being a resilient person. Do you find or do you feel that you are a resilient person, and how do you define that for yourself?
I do believe that I am. And the way I define that for myself, many, many years ago when I stepped on this spiritual path consciously, and this was even before my awareness of Mother Mary and my channeling and any of that, I found out pretty soon in the benefits of connecting with the divine, or communing with the divine, mm-hmm. however you want to call that. Mm-hmm. And it was so extraordinary for me that I thought, I'm going to do whatever it takes to continue to go deeper into this mystery, this wonder, this awesomeness. And that really helped me become a resilient person. It's sort of that I have an innate faith in life, in a possibility that just because I'm in a certain place now doesn't mean that I'm always going to have to stay in that place, that everything's figure-outable. You know, and I have developed those beliefs, sometimes hard won over a lot of years, but there's just something in this life that I find extraordinary enough to show up for every day, no matter what.
Yeah, and I think that is I like how you put that, to show up for, to show up for life. I think that's it, because when you stop showing up for life, well, you know, life stops being with you. It's the best way that I can put it. I find that resilience comes from consistent practice that I, when I wake up in the morning, I have certain things that I do that are shop worn, as it were, within my little shop of practices. And that's a good thing, because they've been polished over the years. And I find that just going back to the basics, it brings me that strength that I need to face whatever it is.
And I do like what you said, Danielle, about discovering that spiritual walk, because before I discovered that, I was resilient, yes, but I was pushing, always pushing hard to keep my head above water. Does that make sense?
Oh, gosh, yes. It was a huge effort. Resilience was much more of an effort before the divine connection than after.
Oh, way. I mean, I can't even tell you what a difference it is. And to have what Rob said, we do have these practices every morning, breathing practices, meditation, opening the heart, several practices we do every single morning that actually adds to our ability to stay present, to be resilient, and to have faith, faith in ourselves and each other, faith in the divine of all of us.
Yeah, I think that faith is really the huge thing here, because what you realize is, we all often kid about it, but we always have said, well, what are they going to do, kill us? And, you know, when you get that you are have this eternal connection, then, you know, that by definition makes you resilient.
Yeah. And each one of us has to find something to show up for.
Yes.
You know, because nobody can really tell you that. We can certainly offer things and point in certain directions, and there's lots of guidance. But ultimately, inside of each one of us, we have to find what it is that we show up for. And for me, at a very, very early age, it was love. Like, I just loved life and people, and I lost my way there for a while, big time. But I never lost that that desire to show up for love. Even when I couldn't feel it and I didn't know where it was and I felt really lost, I always had that yearning, that real deep desire to show up for love. And I didn't realize until my late 20s that a big part of that love for me was divine love. And, you know, we can't, if we don't dig deep and find out what it is we need to show up for in this life, what we yearn to show up for, it's hard to be resilient, I think.
It is, absolutely.
I thought that was a good point, because we've all been looking for love in the wrong places, or at least at some point in our lives. And we do have to kind of come back home, as it were, and start with the small things that are actually intimate to ourselves, and then branch out versus the other way.
Finding love, finding connecting with your heart, etc. Well, this is Danielle Gibbons that we're with here today, and she channels Mother Mary. And in the next segment, stay tuned, because we are going to have Mother Mary with us. We're going to get her perspective on resilience and how she can help all of us that need more resilience in our lives, how we can be that without all that effort. You are listening to Conscious Talk Radio, that makes a difference. Our website is conscioustalk.net, and we'll be right back.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Conscious Talk, where zero point is the point of it all. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power PH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we're so glad to have you with us. Today is, as I have mentioned before, it's one of those special days that we do once a month, where we spend time with Danielle Gibbons and Mother Mary. If you have not picked up their book, Mother Mary's Pathway to Love, we highly recommend that you do. And if you already have and you've read it and reread it, well, you might want to pass it on to family members and others that you love. I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And joining us now is Mother Mary, channeled by Danielle Gibbons. And today we're talking about resiliency, and we want to get Mother's perspective on it and how she can help all of us to be more resilient if that's what we're lacking. And Mother, part of the reason we felt this was an important subject is because of what continues to unfold on the planet today. There's more and more mass shootings, and there's more and more, it seems like, really bad news coming. And we rarely get to hear of any of the good things that are happening. And because we're so inundated with bad news and how bad things are, we feel that some people are really having a very challenging time being resilient and staying in that resilient energy. So perhaps you can give us your take on resiliency and help us.
I would be happy to, beloved ones. And I thank you for asking the question. Because you're right, for many people all over the world, this is a very difficult time. It is not only the United States that is having a lot of upheaval in their government, but it is people are struggling worldwide on a variety of issues. Mm-hmm. And resilience, I want you all to think about resilience in very similar ways that you think about your immune system. So resiliency is an energy that you can cultivate, that you can consciously and almost methodically build up in your life. And first, let me tell you one mindset, or some people consider this an emotion, one emotion that is the worst possible thing you can do for resilience, and that is self-pity. If you want to build your resistance, if you want to build your resistance to fear, if you want to build your resistance to negative energy, if you want to build your resistance to sort of falling into that dark hole that can happen with depression, stay out of self-pity. That energy, that emotion, that mindset will never, ever bring you the positive outcome that you want in your life. It will never build your resilience. It will never support your dreams. It will never help you bring positive, loving creations into manifestation. Self-pity is different than feeling sadness over the loss of something or someone or a transition. Self-pity is when you decide or when you believe, when you talk yourself into feeling as though you are personally being punished.
Can I say something here, Mother?
Yes, beloved.
What you are saying translates to me about the victimhood that we have in this world, where so many people feel like they are victims or being victimized. And so that's where that self-pity comes in. They feel it's just being done to them and them only. Therefore, they retaliate. They defend. They harden their hearts. They get more defensive, or they get to the point where they're so depressed they can barely function.
Yeah, it's like some people react to events with inspiration, and others seem to withdraw. And I'm not sure what it is that creates that difference in people.
I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
The people that are inspired when difficult things happen or galvanized into action, these are people who do not take it personally. Mm-hmm. And the people that withdraw, become paralyzed or deeply depressed, they have taken it personally.
That's what I meant by they feel like it's being done to them, to them and them alone. Yeah, and then they, I also feel, Mother, that those people that feel victimized or they have that self-pity are maybe not necessarily people who've connected on the inside to the divine, that are devoid of that in their lives, and there's no real spiritual rudder for them to fall back on. Does that make sense?
That is part of it, but it's not quite that black and white.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So people that can actually have a very full spiritual life or a full spiritual belief, mm-hmm. but the victimization or the self-pity is really based on how they feel about themselves ultimately or mm-hmm. at the heart of things, right? Mm-hmm. So if you believe that at the heart of it, you are unworthy or you are wrong, not that you have made a mistake, but that you are a mistake. Mm. If you choose to hang on to that belief structure, then most often victimization or self-pity, these are the cycles that come from that core belief. Mm-hmm. So one of the best ways to start building resistance is to take actions that declare you are worthy, you are whole, just as you are, mm-hmm. you have what you need inside of you to act from inspiration, to become galvanized into action by events rather than to crumble or to collapse in on yourself when certain events happen in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I often think that part of that is people don't feel that they fit, that they're separate from the rest of us, so to speak. I've always felt that way. I mean, in a way, my reaction to it is that, hey, I'm the black sheep of the family and I'm proud of it. But I wonder if that's kind of a false pride.
Well, it can be, because these are the ways that you all try to support yourself mm-hmm. Throughout your life. If you feel like the black sheep, to develop a sense of pride in that, it's more of a survival tactic, right? Mm-hmm. So that you don't crumble, mm-hmm. right? So that you can stay strong and take the next action that's going to bring you what you need, what you desire. So these are ways that you all come up with to keep yourself out of victimization, mm-hmm. right?
Mm. That makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. And I think there's a lot of tactics, Mother, that we use to keep ourselves in survival, so to speak, where we know that we're just surviving, but we're just doing that. We're barely surviving, but at least we're surviving. And then we sort of get stuck there.
Yeah, I think that in our discussion of resilience, we want to get beyond survival.
Yes.
And so those are the things that I think we really want to learn about today, where it is that we are motioning that's not helpful, and then how we can move in a direction that will really serve us, because I do believe resilience is important. We've seen this in so many ways, no matter how you view success in your life, generally it isn't overnight.
Yeah, and I think if you said to someone that, you know, I can do this and I'm resilient, they may be saying, or they always back it up with, and we've heard this, I'm a survivor. But we want to be more than a survivor, Mother. We, you know, surviving isn't enough. It isn't who we really are. So when we come back from these messages, folks, we're going to delve deeper into this surviving and how that is juxtaposition with resiliency. And we'll be right back.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
There are three factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. One is the amount of growth factors in your system. Two is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And three is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com. That's sgn80.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. Our website is conscioustalk.net. As always, we draw your attention to the events section because even Danielle, who is channeling Mother Mary for us today, has an event coming up, and we'd like you to know about that and get you registered. Check that out, and then you can check us out on our Facebook page. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're here with Danielle Givens, and we are here with Mother Mary as a result. And we're talking about resilience. And Mother, I think what we brought up in the end of the last segment is probably important, that resilience is getting beyond survival.
Is that correct?
Well, that's up to the individual, right? Mm-hmm. So you can have as high degree of resilience as you wish. Again, like your immune system, mm-hmm. right? Do you want to just be surviving or do you want to thrive?
Mm-hmm.
So how about if we talk about ways to enliven your resilience to the point where you are not just surviving, but you are thriving?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wonderful. So there's a few things that I suggest as an ongoing activity, actions, endeavors, creations that you involve yourself with. Now, both of you mentioned that you have a morning routine
mm-hmm.
that you do that helps to support, enliven, and to keep your resistance against fear and negativity very high,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I call that a me practice, right?
Mm.
So as the individual, you want to take the time to decide what really worked for you, what meditation, what kind of way that you move your body, what kind of reading and writing that is inspiring to you. Do what works, not just what works okay or what helps you feel okay, but what works in a way that you feel great when you do it.
Mm.
You can actually feel yourself being enlivened as you participate. So it can be a me practice is comprised of anything that when you do it, it connects you to yourself, to your body, to your heart, and to your soul.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be extremely time-consuming. If you added it all together, it might only be a whole hour out of 24. But you break it up into small enough pieces so that it stretches from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to sleep. And it gives you just enough fuel along the way to help keep you feeling great throughout your day.
And I think a big part of that is, and what we all forget, is awareness. It's nice to pay attention to what makes you feel great.
Mm-hmm.
And it is often the collection of the little things, mm-hmm. at least as it is in my life, that it's the going out and having the cool air hit at this time of year, hit my face, and I haven't been used to that. It's all those little, they may be repetitive, but as the earth changes day by day, if you get to be aware of it, it kind of feeds your soul. You're a participant.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you participated in, say, a meditation at a class one time and it was so fantastic, you do your absolute best to get a hold of that meditation
mm-hmm.
and use it over and over and over again,
mm-hmm.
right? It's important to think of yourself not just, again, not a victim of circumstance. Oh, that was a great class and a great meditation. But how often do people allow themselves to say, oh, but I won't ever do that again?
Yeah.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? If it lit you up, do it again
mm-hmm.
and again and again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is to find your tribe.
Oh, I love that one.
I'm with them.
Good. Well, hold that, Mother. We're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to be back with Mother Mary.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk, and we're going to get right back to it with Mother Mary, who we speak to once a month on those things that are really so important in this life. And today we're talking about resilience. And Mother, when we left the last segment, you mentioned the importance of finding your tribe. Can you explain what you mean by that?
I would love to, beloved one. Yes, it is critical for so many things, but particularly in building your resistance and maintaining it. Because your tribe, they are the people that get you. Mm-hmm. And you get them, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of need for big explanations and people are head scratching and what are you talking about? Or I don't understand. That's not really your tribe. Your tribe are the people that even if you are talking about something they don't understand, they say, ooh, tell me more. That about or mm-hmm. how did you stumble on that or what happened when you did it, right? Mm-hmm. Because there is an energetic connection that happens, and when you find that with these types of people, I encourage you to stay very connected to these people. And it can be for anything, any interest in your life, whatever lights you up, whatever matters deeply. And they may not, you might have a few different tribes in your life, mm-hmm. right? Maybe you are an animal lover and you are connected with people who are also big animal lovers. Mm-hmm. And that's one kind of tribe that you love to spend time in. You feel as though it builds your self-worth. You feel useful. It's wonderful. The people are great because they care as deeply as you do. But maybe they're not the people you would talk about your spirituality with.
Right.
And then you might have your spiritual tribe, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes you can find people that blend those tribes together, and that works out beautifully. But just know that
It's all about connection. Mm. Finding your tribe is all about connection. Mm.
And we, Mother, know this one really well. We know the one where you, the first one you mentioned was, you know, having those tools available that you do, the whether it's a meditation or music or whatever brings joy to your heart and really connects you to yourself. And then finding different tribes, you know, we just expanded our tribe moving here.
Yeah, and they may not, I think people often think of tribes as their genetic connection, and your tribes may not be that necessarily.
And they could be, but they may not.
Your biological family, that, you know.
Yes,
or that could be one tribe,
right?
One of your tribes, because as you said, Brenda, that it's that sharing.
Yes. Right?
So you are, it's about connection and sharing. Mm-hmm. And when you are connected and when you are sharing, then you your resilience is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that keeps you from sliding into that victimization, that self-pity, that those feelings of doom and gloom, that it's all terrible and it's not going to work out. It keeps you out of that.
Yes. And it absolutely, because you're in a group that you support each other and you can really feel that support. Well, I know, Mother, that you had a third thing for us that's, that will help us. What is that?
And that is to be of service.
Mm.
And this is, I would say, the most important one of the three. But all three work powerfully together.
Mm-hmm.
To be of service, not so that you can get, not so that you can change an outcome or influence people or manipulate, so that your fears are quieted or you can control. Not that kind of service. That's more servitude, and I don't recommend it. Service, when you give freely of yourself, is one of the most powerful practices you can possibly do. Period. Whether you think of yourself as a spiritual person or just a regular person trying to grow and have a better life.
Mm.
If you were to start your day and just contemplate for a few minutes, how can I bring love to the people in my life? Maybe it's just a quick phone call. It's a quick email or a text. Maybe it's something that you go out and do, an organization that you are a part of. You do something kind, generous, and loving for at least one person every single day. And you do it in a conscious manner, a planned way, right?
Yes.
And when you make that a regular daily part of your life, how can I bring love to the people in my life? You are going to see your resilience grow exponentially.
Mm-hmm. We really, really can attest to that one, Mother, and really have experienced and are experiencing that with all three things that you said. And it's been amazing. It's the most joy-filled time that we've had since we've been together.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And the service part is one of our very, very favorite things. Just to show up and to be helpful where we are needed and to just do it because it feels so good to help people and to help the animals. So we feel like we've hit the jackpot here with all three of those things.
Yeah, but it's funny how people find it hard sometimes to accept service.
Yeah.
To
receive the love.
That with, to understand that really you get more back than
you
giving.
Can imagine. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And that's very true, beloved. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. So then let me add a little caveat.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give without any expectation that it will be received in the way that you might like it to be received.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay attention. And if someone is absolutely against receiving from you, mm-hmm. then you say, okay, blessings, and let go. And you put your efforts towards other people or other groups of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Oh, very much
it does.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truly
it,
does.
It, that's how we've learned. Mm-hmm. You know, we often think that we can do things for other people as opposed to empowering them to do things for themselves. And we like to think of it as by doing things by example, because it makes us feel good. Not that we do something in a particular way, but they look at us and go, "You guys are happy." Or we've had neighbors say, "Gee, we've all been sick, and we noticed that you're not."
Yeah,
or
you don't
haven't
get, you haven't
been.
Got...
You don't get sick while we get sick all of the time. Why is that?
Yeah,
and that's how you sort of spread the light.
Yeah,
yes. Again, higher resilience. It actually helps your immune system.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes, right? yes. It's absolutely the truth. And we've been very blessed, Mother, to experience it. And really, thank you for bringing these things forward on the show today, because I know they're so helpful for all those that are listening to understand that they can build their resilience. And it's so simple what you told us to do these things. So we really appreciate you being with us as always and just sharing so much love and wisdom with all of us. I don't know about our listening audience, but I'm feeling really good. And you've just helped all of us build our resilience today, Mother, and open our hearts. And that's what it's all about. So thank you so much for being with us. We love you very much. And folks, we love you too. As always, have a beautiful day. And we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.